The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod. Hello again and welcome to The Odd Pod. The royal family has insisted today that they can't afford to offer slavery reparations for Jamaica due to spending everything they have on keeping Prince Andrew out of prison. As the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge landed in Jamaica amid calls for an apology and reparation for the British Empire's colonial ties, which oversaw slavery in Jamaica over 300 years of British rule, the royal family has responded, insisting that they're unable to offer anything because Prince Andrew has used up all their money. A spokesperson for Buckingham Palace confirmed, "Look, we'd love to help, but we're skint." Whilst we accept that there may have been the odd issue of slavery and oppression spanning hundreds of years under our rule in Jamaica, we kind of needed to keep our Andy out of prison, so we spent all our money on that. Obviously, there was £12 million in that one settlement with the lady he never met, along with legal fees, but there are literally millions of other girls the prince has never met, so we need to keep our money, as this could cost us a fortune. We don't mind saying sorry, though, because that's free and we can just blame it on our nasty ancestors. So, you know, sorry about that and all that. We just hope that the people of Jamaica and the Caribbean can understand exactly where our priorities lie, and that essentially we don't give two hoots about any of them, apart from when we need to do a lovely royal tour, with lots of videos of them dancing with people to show that they're not racist. Asked if they feel that the Queen should be still head of state in a country where she's so little understanding of the history and culture, we were told, she once listened to No Woman No Cry by Bob Marley and actually quite liked it. So, yeah.
The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod.